This week in Charleston history, June 10th, 1811. A child named Martha was thought to have succumbed to smallpox and was laid out for burial when an ocean breeze revived her.
Bring out your dead!
Here's one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What? Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
As a child, Martha Lawrence demonstrated great eagerness for learning. She could read easily at age 3 and soon learned French, English, grammar, geography, arithmetic, and some geometry. Her father approved of her studious habits, but cautioned her that a knowledge of housewifery was the first requisite in female education. She was survived by her 11 children when she passed away in 1811. June 11th, 1747. Henry Lawrence returned from his internship in London and opened an import-export business. Through his English contacts, Lawrence entered into the slave trade with the Grant Oswald and Company, who controlled the 18th century British slave castle in the Republic of Sierra Leone, West Africa, known as Bunt's Castle. Lawrence contracted to receive slaves from the rice coast of Sierra Leone, catalog and market the human product by conducting public auctions in Charlestown. His company, Austin & Lawrence, in the 1750s, was responsible for the sale of more than 8,000 Africans. June 12, 1785, Noah Webster arrived in Charleston for a lecture. He was traveling across the country trying to gain support for his idea of simplifying English spelling and to explain his phonetic alphabet. On June 13, 1713, at the Battle of Ponds, Colonel George Chicken and the Goose Creek Militia ended the Yemassee War. The Cherokee returned north and the Catawbas found themselves outnumbered and chose peace. Also on this day, in 1777, the Marquis de Lafayette arrived in America on North Island in Winyah Bay. He proceeded to Benjamin Huger's house in Georgetown to join the American military cause. Many forget that the French bailed us out, but they still owe us one. On June 14, 1774, Christopher Gadsden wrote to Samuel Adams in Boston, assuring him that South Carolina would stand firm with Massachusetts, reminding him that South Carolina was the last to desert the non-importation agreement in 1770. Christopher Gadsden, best known for his Don't Tread on Me flag, and of course, Samuel Adams for his Boston Lager.
And I say England's greatest prime minister was Lord Palmerston.
On June 16th, 1788, Richard Kane, Richard Williams, William Rogers, John Masters, and William Pendergrass from the schooner Two Friends were executed for piracy and murder at Hangman's Point opposite the city of Charleston. The bodies of William Roger and Richard Williams, being the principal aggressors, were cut down and conveyed to Morris Island, there to be hung in chains. And finally, on June 17, 1831, a nameless African-American fireman was killed by his injuries when the boiler exploded on the train, the Best Friend of Charleston. He was the first fatality on an American railroad. And that's This Week in Charleston History.